a broad, a mother, and a slasher. What do they have in common? Stay tuned, and I'll explain a couple hours from now on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you on a Nail the Score show. That's in our third hour, so get ready to maybe win some fabulous prizes. All you have to do is correctly nail the score. Here's what we do in case you haven't heard of the contest. The game of the week is chosen by our gigantic computer at the mothership in Minneapolis. And once the game is announced, you call in, you say who's going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. So like I said, you don't have to analyze the teams. You just have to yell out a score. 27-7, 24-0, 48-10, I don't know. Whatever score you choose and whatever team you like. It's kind of like the lottery. I know I use this analogy a lot, but you don't even have to pay a dollar for it. It's free. And if you win, an incredible prize. I keep telling you some of the same things that are in there, but let's just say if you like to eat, there's going to be a ton of gift certificates to restaurants across the country. Plus, if you like to talk, free brand new cell phone. And if you like sports, there's a special surprise in there as well. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to give that one up. So on this show, some of the other things that we're going to talk about as well, charging for content. Would you pay over $200 a year to read your local newspaper? So not getting the hard copy, just going to the internet and reading all of the special content for that amount of money. There are a lot of people that think it's a possibility. Rupert Murdoch, for one, and so he wants some of that cha-ching factor, and I wonder if it's going to blow up in his face or not, because I say that most people will still try to find the free sites unless they are just hooked into whatever the newspaper or source is, okay? And as for the president, worst poll numbers in years. The ratings keep dropping on Obama, and what would the reasons be for this? Well, of course, Afghanistan in flux as to what's going to happen with the troop levels. Also, being in the election, of course, now there's got to be a runoff. Who's going to ultimately be the president of Afghanistan? Although you can't necessarily pin that on Obama, but lying in wait on Afghanistan while some of our troops are continue to be in harm's way without the extra support they need, because really they do need those boots on the ground, I think that's a little scary. And I don't think they're going to get them until the beginning of the year, if in fact it happens. And of course, we're talking about some pretty big, sizable numbers, but nothing's going to happen now. It's all been iced, at least until after November 7th. We're going to let you hear what Hamid Karzai says about the runoff election, and was he pressured to say, okay, I'm going to go for the runoff or not? Also, unemployment numbers, the devaluation of the dollar, obviously, the dissatisfaction over the stimulus, the bailouts, I think, were pretty negative on the new administration. So there are lots of reasons why Obama could be seeing some of the poll ratings that he's seen. But I'm going to dive right into the numbers now at the top. So the decline in popularity since July has been the steepest, are you ready for this, of any president at the same stage of his first term for more than 50 years. Now, I was surprised at that, and this is why I led this hour off with it. Gallup records an average daily approval rating of 53% for Obama for the third quarter of the year. Now, you want to compare the number. That's a giant dip from the 62% he had back in April. His current approval rating just above the level that would make re-election, are you listening to me, an uphill struggle. That is music to the ears of the GOP, and pretty close to the bottom for a newly elected president. And naturally, the numbers would slide a little bit because he had a big approval rating when he first went into the White House. Obama had a 78% approval rating, which, again, is a huge number. But this is pretty bleak news, as certainly the people around the president want to see a re-election. They want four more years. Always follow that trail. I always say follow the trail of the money, and the same could be said for the presidency. Follow the trail of the money. The people who want to continue to do their jobs, the White House directors and communications directors and spokespeople, as long as they keep carrying on into the next administration. That's exactly what they're playing for. They're playing for 8 years in the White House. So the dominant political focus for Obama in the third quarter was the push for health care reform, including the big-time TV address to Congress, remember, in September. So this vote on health care legislation, which Obama was hoping for, remember, back before the August break, but, of course, that goal was missed. Then you had people in Congress who were not happy that they had these angry constituents at these town hall meetings. Then you see the unemployment numbers continue to climb, really 10%, almost 10% across the nation. You could argue it's really a little bit over that because of the underemployed folks around the country. You might be listening, and you might be one of them, in fact. Every day I meet somebody who is at least underemployed or not employed at all. And not for lack of trying, not because, oh, thank goodness they extended the benefits because, geez, they're so good. I can just coast in my Rolls Royce. Of course not. And there's just not a lot of jobs to be had. You read the stories. Stories where there are jobs for less than minimum wage or barely minimum wage or maybe a dollar or two more over minimum wage, and they'll get, in many cases, 400 to 500 people applying for one job. So you can see why the numbers would dip. It's always, always going to come back to money and to people's circumstances, I think, in life. And I also believe Afghanistan does play a role in this. I really think this. You know, it's interesting because you had a big speech in New Jersey the other night in Hackensack, and it was the governor of New Jersey. You could say, well, who cares about the governor of New Jersey? Well, this is why you should care, because John Corzine, who's the man in charge there, right, he used to be a big-time Wall Streeter. He was a former Goldman Sachs guy and, of course, multimillionaire, and he's running pretty much even in New Jersey, and that's big-time Democrat territory, right? So in giving the speech, what he's seeing and what he was trying to tell the people in New Jersey is that he was urging them to cast aside their cynical views and skeptical views and, you know, talk about Americans that really want leadership to do what's right and what's hard and that they should be rewarded and not rejected. And, of course, what he did is that he accused Obama of failing to give Americans troops, which we keep screaming about, on the ground, a clear mission or any kind of a defined goal. And he said it, of seemingly being afraid to make a decision about Afghanistan. He cannot play this half-on, half-off game because the guys and the women in the field are in danger. They're the ones that are, you know, out there. Bottom line, right? And Dick Cheney, by the way, echoed the same things. In fact, a much more blistering speech by Cheney about Afghanistan. And, of course, he's saying that you're not getting the right kind of signals in Washington, nothing but in the decision. But bad poll numbers, what does it mean? We'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show. But coming up next, we're going to talk to terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. Stay with us.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
The rear admiral in charge of Guantanamo says we can still make this deadline of closing Gitmo by January 22nd. All I need is the executive order, and it's game on big time between those who think Gitmo should be closed, those who think it shouldn't be closed, and more importantly, more involved in that is what to do with the terror suspects. The over 220 terror suspects that are at Gitmo. So many of the families who lost family members in 9/11 are furious at the thought of trials in the United States. And we've been talking about it a lot here, obviously, on America Tonight. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. Just terrific with information. We love to have him on the show. It's always such a pleasure. And, of course, he's the man behind the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. Jeff, I know you're on the road, so, again, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, no problem. It's always a pleasure.
Tell us, again, I was just mentioning Gitmo and the Rear Admiral saying, hey, no problem, I can, you know, get everybody on planes, get them off here, get them on the boats and where they need to go, and this is nothing. Give me 10 days and we're ready to roll. In your opinion, do you think that come January 22nd, Gitmo is going to be vacant?
No, it's not going to happen. The Congress is already considering another bill right now to require the president to jump through a whole bunch of hoops if he wants to transfer even one person into the United States. And Congress has the power of the purse, so they're not voting any money. As you know, Congress recently, a couple of months ago, voted 90-6 to not give the president money to close down Gitmo, because the president, as the commander-in-chief, can say close it down, but he needs the money to actually, you know, create a new facility and to carry out what he wants to do. And plus, just the propaganda aspect here, again, is, you know, why are we closing Gitmo again, Mr. President? What are we apologizing for? These people incinerated 3,000 individuals here in our country. We're at war. You tell us that we're at war, although you won't use the term war on terror, but you're killing and detaining al-Qaeda members every day, but now you're detaining them in Bagram Air Force Base. The propaganda message is that we are apologizing for being at war with these vicious murderers, And I think he's caught up in his own propaganda when he announced after 2 days in office that he was going to close Gitmo. It's the wrong signal. And plus, under the Geneva Convention, Article 97 of the Third Geneva Convention specifically says that detainees, prisoners of war, shall not in any case be transferred to penitentiaries, establishments to undergo disciplinary punishment therein. So if he does send these people into the United States into a penitentiary, he's violating the Geneva Convention, because that's the theory by which we are holding these people, is that they are enemy combatants. You can't send them to a penitentiary.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Even in talking about what would happen if they did go there, but like you say, they can't. If that did happen, the FBI director, Robert Mueller, was adamant in saying, listen, I don't care what in trying to do this, I don't care what you think you're doing. It would be ridiculous anyway, because it would radicalize so many of the other prisoners. And then what happens is people shoot back and say, well, you know, that's not true, because they would obviously be separated. But from what I understand about that, yes, absolutely, you would see, I don't want to say an uprising in the prison, but an uprising in people leaving the prison who become radicalized, like the director says. Is that right?
No. I mean, the whole point is the theory by which you're detaining these people is not that they're common criminals. They're enemy combatants.
Yeah.
And if you're putting them in another facility in the United States, why are you doing that? Why are you paying taxpayer dollars? The criticism is still going to be the same, that you're detaining them without trying them, that you're violating the law. Of course, we're not violating the law, because we're using law of war. In fact, we've only got about 70 of these people, and what's left at Gitmo right now is the worst of the worst. I've been there. I mean, they will throw feces and urine in your face. They are not saying that we didn't do it. They're saying, yeah, we're Al-Qaeda. We're going to kill you. But about 70 of them, we have charges that we want to bring via military commissions, but the other 100-plus, we don't have enough evidence to charge them with a crime. The reason we're holding them is because they're enemy combatants, and we don't want them to rejoin enemy forces, and we're allowed to do that under the law of war. So if we bring them to the United States, they're going to quickly get a hold of lawyers, and they're going to say, you know, under domestic criminal law, you can't hold us without charging us with a crime. And they're going to raise all sorts of legal issues that we really don't want to address at this stage. We need to keep them where they are, or transfer them to Bagram Air Force Base, perhaps, where they can be confined there with the other Al-Qaeda members.
Yeah, boy, that makes a lot of sense, which is probably why it won't happen. Speaking of going to Gitmo, saying that you were there, when were you last there, and what did you see? What was it like?
I was last there, excuse me, on October the 31st of last year, so almost a year ago. But, you know, what you see down there, again, is most of the folks are confined in the maximum security facility down there because they refuse to follow any rules. Every day, literally every day, these folks are throwing urine and feces in the faces of our guards, or attempting to do so. I saw it personally, and yet the news media never reports that. What they're trying to do is get one of the guards to hit them, because that would be on the front page of the New York Times every day, all day long, that we're abusing prisoners. They're going on these phony hunger strikes, and of course the commandant down there is force-feeding them so they won't die. But they're using this as a propaganda effort. They know exactly how to use the media to their own benefit to paint us as the bad guys. And when they get this, you know, we have a president that says, yeah, we are the bad guys and we have tortured people, or whatever he wants to say, by waterboarding, which is not true. We need to close Gitmo. And, oh, by the way, waterboarding never occurred at Gitmo, Mr. President. It occurred at CIA locations on three individuals away from Gitmo.
Yeah, excellent, excellent point. Jeff, in talking about Gitmo, and as you mentioned, of course, the money has to come from Congress. And now you're seeing these national campaigns, people from the music business saying, like Pearl Jam, saying that you have to close this down because it's the torture base and it makes us look bad. And, you know, they played loud rock music. And this is how the angle came about of using some well-known musicians. And there's some actors getting involved and whatnot. So there's a huge propaganda push on the other side to lobby Congress. And they're telling Americans, call your Congress people, call them up, get there on the Hill and tell them they need to close Guantanamo. It's torture. It's, you know, all this other sort of stuff. And they're pumping a ton of money into it. I personally think that there's enough blowback for many in the United States who don't want anything to do with it, that it's not going to amount to much. But it is, again, they're trying to pressure, you know, the people on the Hill. And we know that Congress does respond to their constituents. I guess people still call and complain as they don't even dare go there, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, the music stuff and all the interrogation techniques that were used at Gitmo, that was years ago. This is old news. They don't do that anymore. The situation right now at Gitmo is that we've restrained ourselves to the point where we cannot engage in quote-unquote degrading or humiliating treatment. What we've translated that to be in the day-to-day process, which occurs in Gitmo and has occurred for some time since 2006, is, for example, if I want to take the Koran and hand it to a detainee, I cannot do that because that's degrading and humiliating when my infidel hand touches it. If we want to interrogate somebody at Gitmo, we have to ask their permission. We cannot interrogate them unless we ask Mother, may I? If they say no, that's it. So it's a joke. We absolutely have no way to get any type of intelligence. Of course, you know, the folks that have been down there probably don't have any intelligence left to give. But, you know, we've hamstrung ourselves to the point that it's ludicrous. And this propaganda that's being put out by the far left is essentially being given credibility by the president when he says that we need to close it down. You know, there's no reason to close it down. We're at war, and we have the right to detain them until the war is over. And I don't see these same voices saying close down Bagram Air Force Base. Well, that detention facility in Afghanistan is full to the brim with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of al-Qaeda individuals, but you don't see people, you know, screaming that they need to be released and that we're torturing them over there in Afghanistan.
Yeah, boy. Some great points. It's always fun to have you on the show, and I think you're right. I think I needed your reassurance that there was no chance of this happening on the 22nd, and I don't think it will happen. I'd be surprised if Congress flipped the other way, wouldn't you?
No, it's not going to happen because no congressman, when you got the Democrat Party voting 90-6 in the last couple of months to deny any type of funding, and right now they're trying to craft a new bill, which essentially is going to hamstring the president whatever he wants to try to release these people. It's naive. I mean, 2 days in office and he announces I'm going to close Gitmo, and then he announces that now I'm going to study what I just did. I mean, a leader does your study first and then you make a decision. And that's what we need in terms of what's happening in Afghanistan. We're still at war and we need some
Absolutely. Strong,
definitive leadership.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jeff, thanks. So we'll talk to you down the road. We appreciate it. Coming up next, Odds and Ends on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Everybody, we're getting ready to slide into yet another weekend, the last weekend, well, sort of the last weekend in October. Of course, October has 31 days, so do the math. We're getting closer to Halloween. How about that? The end of October and into November. Hope you've got some great plans this weekend. It's still some cool weather, some decent weather across the country. There is some showers forecast in pockets at some of those NFL games, but we're still seeing some pretty decent weather, let's put it that way. Quickly, some highlights, if you will, before we jump to movies, our little cheap movie review. We'll get to that in just a second. I think this is big. It's an uphill battle, definitely, when it comes to the drugs that come in through Mexico into the United States, and this is huge. 303, to be exact, were arrested across the United States in that big cartel drug raid. And we're talking about in Minnesota, in Dallas, all over the place. And this was a coordinated event where they nailed guys with guns and money and a lot of the drugs. A lot of what was being pushed was meth as the thought for the Familia, which is one of the big groups in the Mexican cartel ring, is to push the meth across the border because they don't want Mexicans on the stuff. They see what it does to the brain and how addicted people get. So the illegal flow stopped a little bit, the spigot, I think, in this crackdown. So good for the DEA on that one. Again, a huge, huge story. Anytime they can knock some of the stuff off the street or put some of the idiots in jail, try them, and whatnot for what they're doing, bravo. But it's just a little bit of a dent. It certainly, there are so many other more dominoes that need to fall in the scheme of things. Here's another big thing that happened, sadly. Strong earthquake hit Afghanistan and Pakistan just when you think it couldn't get any worse, right? And where we're talking about some of the areas like Peshawar and, of course, Islamabad, and the quake centered in the mountains. It shook eastern Afghanistan early on Friday. What you saw was swaying buildings, and it hit about 12:21. The tremor was centered in a remote mountain area where there are pretty poor communications anyway. So casualties, no clue about that at this point. The magnitude, 6.2. Like I said, it was centered in the mountains, about 167 miles northeast of Kabul and 140 miles west of Managora, Pakistan, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. But the aid and what happens there, it's going to take a while to find some of the people, as I said, in that area. But it's an area where they can produce, ironically enough, some large earthquakes, and it's because of that compression that's created when you basically had the two areas slam together. And I'll tell you, 6.2 is nothing to snuff at, so don't know anything, again, about the casualties, have no clue. Probably the goofiest thing that happened, but worth a quick mention, can you imagine? All of us have flown, right, or most of us have flown. You're just trying to kick back. You want a safe flight. You just want to get to your destination. Turns out two Northwest Airline pilots, and we threw them in our dungeon in an earlier hour of America Tonight, failed to make any kind of radio contact with the ground controllers for more than an hour, and they overflew the Minneapolis airport by 150 miles before discovering their mistake and turning around. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was aware of it. The Federal Aviation Administration, of course, is looking into it. What they were told is that the pilots were distracted because they got into a heated discussion over airline policy, right, wink, wink, and lost track of their location. But they're actually investigating whether it was pilot fatigue, if that played a role whatsoever in it. I can't wait to hear what the official report actually says in this one. All right, without further ado, let's head to the movies. Paranormal Activity is cleaning up at the box office. Of course, this movie has been out for a while, a couple of weeks. Law-Abiding Citizens, not so much. Where the Wild Things Are had a big opening. Apparently, adults like it better than some of the kids who are kind of lost and don't understand it, depending on their age. It's a very popular book. The concept was actually pretty alien, but I guess the execution for kids a little bit lost in this one. Opening this week, and there are a ton of movies, but a couple of the ones that we chose, it's Halloween, so you got to give them gore, right? Do you like the Saw movies? How about Saw 6? Somebody must be watching. Here's a little bit of that.
You think it's the living that will have ultimate judgment over you?
Why are you doing this? What do you want?
Because the dead will have no claim over your soul.
No, I'm not going to do it! I'm not going to do it!
But you may be mistaken.
But I am still among you.
When faced with death, who should live versus who will live? We're too tired of separate things.
If it's Halloween, it must be Saw.
You will be put to the death.
Saw 6.
He helped me.
All right, I'm sure you're not surprised by this. It is basically, like I said, suspense horror, Halloween. You heard the trailer there. It is rated R for the sequences of grisly blood, violence, and torture and language. You won't know anybody in this. When the FBI draws closer to Detective Hoffman, he is forced to set up a game into motion, and Jigsaw's grand scheme is finally understood. If you go back in time, as I said, this is Saw number 6. The first one came out in 2004, the second one the following year, the year after that, the year after that, the year after that. So it's a yearly deal. good for the people who pump it out because they must be making money or they wouldn't continue to do it. The Halloween release and all that sort of stuff, I guarantee somebody will go to see it. It'll probably have a decent bounce, actually, at the box office. Here's a movie with Hilary Swank in it. It's about Amelia Earhart. People are fascinated by what happened to her and the plane disappearing. And this may be a little bit more family-oriented. Here's a little look behind the curtain at Amelia.
The closest land west of Hawaii is beyond the range of the Electra.
She'll refuel in the air.
She doesn't have the flying skills.
She's taking bigger risks.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Don't be so proud of it.
I understand the danger, fellas. I've studied the route. What have you come up with?
This is Howland Island. It's halfway between Honolulu and New Guinea. There's no elevation, no trees. Hardly anyone knows or cares that it exists.
It would be almost impossible to spot from the air.
It's really tiny, like a grain of sand in 1,000 miles of nowhere. If you miss this island, you're out of fuel with 2,000 miles to go.
But I'll have Fred Noonan, the best celestial navigator around.
In fact, she's taking Fred along for the whole trip.
Giving up my little arrogance about Zola. Safety first, yeah?
All right, let me give you a clue about this one. Hilary Swank stars in it, Richard Gere, a bunch of other names you'd probably recognize. But here are some of the reviews. The Boston Globe says, Inside Amelia is a sharp idea struggling to get out. They rated it B-. Chicago Trib, Take Flight. This lame biopic never leaves the ground. Ooh, C-. E-Online, careful and bland, a C. Entertainment Weekly, frustratingly old school, C+. So here's what I would say. On the tube, it's probably going to be pretty good. When you're hanging around, laying on the couch, you just want your mind to rest and you want to watch something, down the road, this will be the movie for you. It is rated PG, and it's in wide release. It's a Fox Searchlight picture. It's obviously, as we said, Amelia Earhart. That's what it's about, and the legend and her inspiration and all that sort of stuff. But we move from that flick about a woman to this one that I think could attract more people. It's called Motherhood, and I'll give you all the details next, but take a listen.
Hey, your son nearly crushed my kid. He's a whole lot bigger.
Are you saying my son's overweight?
It's glandular.
Mom, Lucas wants the nipple.
Well, the milk truck has left the station.
Oh, wow, you're a stay-at-home mom? Nobody in the city would admit to that.
As you do, you know, the stairs, the children, the car, the dog.
You have no idea how lucky you are to be married to a consummate multitasker.
All right, so you get the gist here. You know, the woman totally slammed with the kids, the whole thing, and she's a former fiction writer turned mom blogger. She lives in an apartment with her kids and has to deal with getting up at the crack of dawn and doing the things that you do when you're a mom in big city life. The good news is it's a short one. That's why I think it could be good, too. It's an hour and 30 minutes. Lots of moms will probably go see it. Uma Thurman is the star, along with Minnie Driver. She's in it. Anthony Edwards from ER fame. He's got a spot in this one as well. Could do pretty well. Some of the reviews give it, you know, kind of a B, say it's interesting, fun watch for some of the folks out there. So I think Saw is going to be a big hit because it's the Halloween thing. There's another horror film that actually looks pretty interesting. It's called Cirque de Freak, the Vampire's Assistant, has some interesting people in this. Looks a little bit scary. That also might pull him into the theaters as well. John C. Reilly's in it. He's great. On the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Anybody know Ang Lee? Yeah, the famous movie director. He's got a fat birthday. Also celebrating a birthday, the medical man for CNN, Sanjay Gupta. God, he gets a ton of airtime. I think some of his reports are pretty good, though. He's got a pretty big birthday. Ryan Reynolds, who was just in a big movie, he's celebrating a birthday. Didn't he just host Saturday Night Live? He did. I'll tell you how old he is. Also celebrating a birthday, you have jazz singer Diana Reeves. Pretty good voice, 53 years old, so I won't leave that to hang. Soccer great Pelé, who stole the show in Copenhagen. Brazil wins the Olympics. Chicago doesn't even come close. He's got a big birthday. I'll give you the skinny on that, too. And then this day in history, we'll go through some big highlights. I'm going to give you a few right now just to warm you up. In 1915, in this day in history, tens of thousands of women marched in New York City. You want to know why? They were demanding, of course, the right to vote. Also in 73, President Richard Nixon agreed to turn over White House tape recordings subpoenaed by the Watergate special prosecutor to Judge John Sirica. Oh, yeah, and the rest is definitely history there. But first, let's jump to news you can abuse. And there's some pretty funny stuff to hit, including this. What's up with Minnesota? First we have the crazy plane thing. And then you got this guy who pleads guilty to DWI in a motorized lazy boy. Yep. This guy from Duluth was driving his motorized lazy boy chair while drunk. A criminal complaint says the 62-year-old, Dennis Leroy, told police he left a bar in northern Minnesota in the little town of Proctor on his chair after drinking 8 or 9 beers. Oh, man. So he's in a chair. Can he get busted for that? I guess so. They say his alcohol content was 0.29, more than 3 times the legal limit. He crashed into a parked car, and this happened last August. He wasn't seriously injured. The chair was powered by a converted lawnmower and had a stereo and cup holders. Actually, kind of a sweet little ride, to be honest. So 180 days of jail time and ordered 2 years of probation. How about that? I mean, you got to see the chair. This is radio. It looks like a throne. So he was on his throne, so to speak, went for some drinks, had too many, and then slammed into a parked car. And I guess, you know, ultimately that's what got him in trouble, but it's such an odd story. So we move from that one to this, and I didn't think about this until I saw an ad for Halloween costumes. A company in Canada is cashing in on the story of the Colorado family whose young son supposedly floated off in that homemade balloon. Why? Because, guess what they're making? Balloon Boy Halloween costumes. You could actually have a Mylar balloon and sort of dress yourself in it, I would think, right? Well, anyway, this costume, they honestly think it's a Balloon Boy Halloween costume kit. They think it's going to be a huge seller. They say already sales are good, but they're starting to see an uptick in this. People are ordering them from all over the place. They've got gondolas, and they have balloons in stock, and they say if they have to, they can sell thousands. And they do have a warning with the costume: don't leave the balloon unattended or a child might crawl inside and fly away on you. That's a real bump. But clever. I'm sure some other people were thinking of the same thing. How about this? Can you imagine this happening? I was in a car when I went to Ohio University, and we were up in northern Ohio, and a deer actually slammed into the front of the car. Scared me to death because I never had anything like that happen in my life. And they said, oh, yeah, deer come by here all the time. Great. Well, how about this if you're in a grocery store? Shoppers at a Sobeys grocery store in Windsor got a huge scare. A deer crashed through a set of glass doors. The animal, of course, was scared to death, slammed into a cash register during the incident on Wednesday, was dazed, bleeding with a piece of antler torn off. The employees managed to kind of herd the deer out of the store where it smashed into some cars in the parking lot before running away. Ugh. Yeah, fun and games until the deer slams into your car and you realize, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. Why did I park there? What was I thinking? How about this one? A funeral home is offering electronic billboard obits. I actually know some people, this might sound a little twisted, but I think it's kind of a good idea. We say this all the time. I mean, hey, life and death, you know, death and taxes, it's predictable, right? Well, not predictable. We know it's going to happen. We just don't know when. Why not get your affairs in order and not have to leave your loved ones dealing with everything? Well, there's this funeral home that's giving people one last chance to have their name in lights in Des Moines, Iowa. The Isles Funeral Home is pretty high tech, I guess, sort of. With their funeral announcements, they put them on electronic billboards around the city. So they compared it to posting a funeral announcement at shops and post offices and rural communities where the business has funeral homes. They say it's a good way to get the word out about visitations and services. And when they were approached about the idea of using them, they thought it was a good way to do it. And apparently it's working. I never heard of that before. Of all the places that I've lived, I've never seen a funeral announcement that way. I've seen a death thing, so-and-so famous died or whatever, but I've never seen it. And they say the announcement rotates with other ads, and there's actually no cost to the family. So why not? Although, can you imagine if you're driving down the street, I mean, even in a rural area, you don't know that what your friends died or something's happened, and then all of a sudden you see it in the lights? Yeah, could be a little freaky. Goes from harmless to upsetting. Well, here it is, October 23rd. There are 69 days left in the year. In 1707, oh, I remember it well, the first Parliament of Great Britain, created by the Acts of Union between England and Scotland, held its first meeting. That's too far back for me. How about this one? In 1946, the United Nations General Assembly convened in New York for the very first time. It was at an auditorium in Flushing Meadows. Wow, look how bad. Whoops, Freudian slip. Look how big the UN has gotten since that time. In 1987, who can forget, the U.S. Senate rejected 58-42 the Supreme Court nomination of Robert H. Bork. He just was too honest for some people. He just railed a little bit too much. In 1995, a jury in Houston convicted Yolanda Saldivar of murdering Tejana singing star Selena. She's serving a life prison sentence, just the oddest thing. She had a fixation on her. She worked for her and stunned the world, I think, when that happened. Just 5 years ago, singer Ashley Simpson was caught lip-syncing. Where was she? Saturday Night Live. Time to head to those all-important birthdays.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
All right, this is a pretty good one. Weird Al Yankovic. I'm sure you've seen some of his work. He turns 50 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Sanjay Gupta. I mentioned him before. He is 40 years old. Ryan Reynolds, just a pup, enjoying life big time in his new married life. To Scarlett Johansson, 33 years old. Wonder what they're doing for his birthday. How about this one? Barbara Ann Hawkins from the Dixie Cups, Rhythm and Blues. 66 years old. Michael Rupert, 58 years old. He's an actor, if you don't know the name. Movie director Ang Lee. Remember the two cowboys? You do. 55 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is country singer, musician Junior Bright, 41 years old. Actress Jessica Strupas, 23 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rock musician Brian Nevin from Big Head Todd and the Munsters, is 43 years old. And on the other end of things, soccer great Pele, 1 year shy of 70. That makes him 69 years old. Even I can do the math on that one. Movie director Philip Kaufman celebrating his 73rd birthday. How about that? Happy birthday to you if you, too, are celebrating one. Just lean in close and don't be afraid to blow out all the candles on the cake.
So long, farewell, I'll be the same goodnight. I hate to go and leave this
creepy sign. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiots. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.